Yes, it's that time again. You're stuck with me again for the next couple of minutes. Fish and Frank here, and with our two store locations, one in North Fort Myers and the Inman Marine Boat Dealership at 41531 North Cleveland Avenue, 239-634-1043. Or you can always come to the Port Charlotte and have the Fish and Frank's experience.
Oh, it's an experience, all right.
And as you might have heard, Josh is here, and we'll get rid of that. We're going to talk cast nets for a few minutes. Everybody's out. This is cast net time. The white bait's here. The thread fins are here. Actually, two separate subspecies. One's a hard-scale sardine. One's a soft-scale sardine. Easiest definition I'm looking for them is when you look at the dorsal fin, if it has a long thread attached on the dorsal, that's a thread fin.
Unless it's a baby tarpon.
Unless it's a baby tarpon. And the hard-scale sardine does not have that long thread, and when you hold one in your hand, you don't have scales in your hand. If you have a thread fin in your hand, and you'll see all kinds of scales left, soft scale, hard scale. One, the scales fall off, the other, they don't. But to catch them, cast nets, sabiki rigs. But we're going to talk cast nets right now.
You know, Mike calls them a sabinki.
Sabinki?
Sabinki.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
if you have people coming in asking for sabinkis, they've been talking to Mike.
Okay. Yeah. God love him. All right.
Just the way the man is.
Anyway, cast nets. 3/8 most common size. Now, if you're going for tarpon and you're looking for the big thread fins, you need a 10-foot, half-inch, or 5/8. Now, the numbers we're talking about, quarter-inch, 3/8, half-inch, 5/8, are when the mesh is in a square position.
Stretched, in other words.
Stretch the mesh, it becomes longer. A quarter is actually a half. Half is actually inch. 3/8 is actually 6/8.
Which is where some people will run into trouble when they're trying to measure a net themselves.
So what you basically, we have them written on the lids. You can tell which one they are. But for all practical purposes, if you're going to start with a 3/8. And do not let somebody talk you into a very expensive net on your first one. We sell a very good starter net for about $60-$70. That is great, 8-foot, and it won't hurt you when you learn to throw. You get good with that because you're going to take it out, throw it over a rock or a stick or up against a piling and rip it to shreds. And you think you're crying when it's $60? I've had it three casts, and I destroyed a $280 cast net. I got three pieces of bait. My third cast ripped it to shreds.
Now, of course, if you land your net on a piling or something like that, you can bring it back in here for the warranty, right?
No. You buy it, you throw it. You buy it, you own it.
That's your net, buddy.
Yeah, your net. Once you buy it, it's all you. They will not. I've replaced, I think last year, out of the hundreds of nets we've sold, and literally hundreds, maybe thousands, I think we replaced like 4 to 6 because there were obvious manufacturer defects. We had some mullet nets where the braille lines came pre-tangled. And they were tangled.
That's a nice
below
feature.
The horn. So on the bottom you have a lead line, and then you have the mesh, and the mesh is cut into panels on a good net. And that looks like if you were slicing a pizza or an apple pie or something, and you had all those triangles.
Or a parachute with different colors on it.
Yes.
Which you may have played with in elementary school, like we did.
So
I know they hadn't invented parachutes when you were in elementary school.
We didn't have the parachutes. Like, we had the big silk poofy ones. When I was in high school, people were just starting to jump out of planes. So, they were just getting to the point where modern day...
Right, planes were just now good enough to carry people to jump out of.
Yeah, so... Anyway, but into this, 3/8 is the most common size. That's the one in the middle. Quarter, if you're going to throw in shallow water on the flats, is great. And half inch if you're out in the middle of the harbor. But you buy this net, and you need somebody to teach you to throw it. Because it's not like doing anything else on the planet. Because there's nothing... back when... We were working with you on the net. You were asking about a different way of throwing. There's nothing in the world prepares you for throwing a cast net, does it?
No, not really. It's a weird, weird thing.
And what I've been teaching is a method that I developed and designed back in the 80s, and it's to get people started. Most people go on to other techniques and that, but it does get you handling the net. It's a very strange feeling. It's like nothing you've ever prepared yourself for. So just learning how to handle it, learning how to get a hold of the mesh, the net, getting the feel of throwing it. And once you've learned one technique, it's very easy to go on and adapt to other ones. But one big question I get is, what do I do with my net after I get it? because you're soaking it in salt water. Monofilament is what nets are made of, and monofilament is inherently porous. It absorbs things. It'll absorb water, salt, all that kind of stuff into it. Salt and plastics tends to get it dried out.
And brittle.
And brittle. So what you want to do is every few months, let's say 3 to 6 months, what I do is take the hose and I take the lanyard part of it, make a loop, and I hang it up so the net's hanging straight up and down with the lead on the ground, but just barely. I want the whole net in the air as much as possible. And I spray it down very vigorously with the hose. I mean, I keep my thumb over it or use a pressure sprayer and spray it down real good, try and get all the salt out of it, all that. And then you have to sit and let it dry in the sun. It needs to be bone dry for this to work. Because if the monofilament already has water and salt and everything already in it, it's not going to absorb the fabric softener.
Oh.
And we use Downy fabric softener or whatever brand you prefer.
I like Snuggle.
Okay. What we're going to do is take a 5-gallon bucket, put in water. Warm water works better with fabric softener, but it doesn't matter if it's warm or cold. And you're going to put in a cap full, just like you would for a full load of laundry detergent, into the bucket, mix it up. Then place that very dry cast net down into it, push it all the way in, and it will absorb the water and fabric softener overnight. Then you're going to take and hang it up, let it dry. You're not going to rinse it. You're just going to let that fabric softener there in the thing. So you really got a couple days tied up in this. One day to let it dry, wash it, let it dry. The next overnight, it's going to soak in the fabric softener. Next day, just let it hang dry. As soon as it's dry, it's ready to use.
And your net will be nice and supple and have a longer lifespan.
It'll snuggle. Yes. Yeah. It will snuggle you. It's very cool. Any other questions on cast nets for this episode?
Well, I do have one that I'd like you to touch on briefly because I hear it all the time from people. They want to get one cast net. They don't want to get multiple nets for different sizes of bait. They say, what's the one size of cast net I can use for everything?
And it's just like with fishing rods. You can use any fishing rod for everything. If you're throwing a quarter-inch mesh out in 10, 12, 14 feet of water, it's going to fall so slowly like a parachute in water because the mesh is so small. It will go down so slowly, we'll have almost impossible to catch bait with it. 3/8, the mesh is more open, the holes are larger, it will sink faster, it's not quite as much of a parachute, but when you're looking for those big thread fins out in the middle of the harbor, 5/8, 1/2 inch, even bigger, more open spaces between the mesh.
Because those baits are fast.
Really quick.
They get out from underneath that net long before it can sink down to the bottom. And when that happens, you're gone.
Yep. General rule of thumb, if I'm back in 4 feet of water or less, I want to throw a quarter inch mesh. Less of my white bait will get gilled and where they get their heads through but can't get either forward or back, and they're just stuck hanging in the net. It's pretty much surely you're killing bait for no reason, which don't want to do.
We had a picture of that with Robert's column last week in the paper, a full net that was completely Christmas tree, horrible.
We call it a Christmas tree because it looks like ornaments and icicles on a Christmas tree because it hangs in a pyramid shape. You know,
slightly less festive, though.
So, yeah, very less festive because every two that's killed for no reason is 500 is not there the next year. So, but if I'm throwing out around the markers, let's say in 8 feet of water, 10 feet of water, looking for white bait, I want a 3/8 inch. Now, 8 foot is really what you need to throw. I like throwing a 10. When I was younger, before it was illegal, it's now illegal to throw 16 and 14 foot nets, but I used to throw 16s and 14s. By the time I was in my, I was throwing 12 footers, and then when I hit my mid 40s, I took my back out with that 12, and I've been throwing 10 footers ever since. So, and I'm sure one day pretty soon I'll be going down to an 8 footer.
Right.
But if you've never thrown a net and you're in your 40s or 50s, do not let somebody talk you into a heavy, really nice cast net. You will get hurt.
What you want to start with is a 12 foot mullet net. That's going to be perfect for beginning
what you want
lessons.
I have an 8 foot. I've been selling the exact same net. It's a little 8 foot. It's $60-$70. It's a lot lighter. It will still sink fast enough. It'll still catch bait. It will work, but it won't hurt you letting your muscles learn how to throw.
Right. And remember, you're not a charter captain. If you have to throw the net 3 or 4 times to get enough bait, hey, so what? You know,
good.
Time is not money. This is fun for you.
Yeah. Graduate up to the heavy nets. We start you with the inexpensive 8 foot, then we go to the heavy 8, then from the heavy 8 into the 10. And that's the progression. You don't start with a heavy 10. unless, you know, if you're in your 20s or 30s and you're very, very athletic, you play a lot of handball, racquetball, tennis,
or if your name is Hans or Franz,
yeah, you know, then you can do all that kind of stuff
and you want to get pumped up.
Yes. So, but if you're not that, keep in mind, dunk your cast net and fabric softener after about 3 months, every 3 to 6 months, to keep it nice and soft. And they're expensive. You want it to stay good. Do not put it in a bucket with a closed lid, because it will steam and cook itself, and it will become no good in a very short amount of time. If you're going to put a lid on the bucket, make sure there's holes in the bottom so it can breathe, the water can drain out, and you don't cook, steam your net. Quarter inch for on the flats, 3/8 for around the markers and stuff, half inch if you're in the middle of the harbor for threadies. That's pretty much what you're going to be able to do.
Lots of solid info right there.
All right. So anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and a little segment on cast nets, and we're going to let Josh is here, and I'm going to, as you know, we're being pre-recorded from our secret locations somewhere. Well, it could be at one of the Fish and Franks or the other.
I know where the location is.
Okay, you know.
I'll tell.
You'll tell? All right.
If they ask nicely.
Fish and Franks, we'll see you, talk to you next week. Hopefully we'll see you at one of the stores. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.